Hey, folks, we got the rest of the folks from in the shop here, sitting here now. And Steven Spielberg is receiving an award, I think, for being Steven Spielberg. I don't. He's receiving the Golden Beard Award. And Dave Wagner does not like AI. Dave?
No, I don't like AI.
Can you explain why?
I thought it was boring as hell and pointless.
Andrew, do you like AI?
Doesn't it have robots filled with noodles? What is he eating?
Spinach.
Spinach.
AI is a flawed, great movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Explain.
It had potential. Halfway through it was very good, but the end was dismal.
One thing that's unrealistic, the most unrealistic thing about AI is that Jude Law is a prostitute, and that, you know, he's like a robot prostitute, and he's got no male clients. It doesn't make any sense. That's the hugest flaw of that movie.
That is the weirdest complaint I've ever heard for a film.
I would be like, his number one client, futuristic David Duchovny.
I have that action figure. Steve, what do you think of AI?
It was boring as hell.
God damn it.
Ghost of Christmas Future.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to love it. Come here. Bring it. I thought it was brilliant. Anthony Hopkins' narration brought tears to my eyes.
That's all Steve does. It's like, did you like it, Steve? Yes. Did you like it, Steve? No. I hated it.
Jude Law made me very happy.
That was the only movie where Ashley Scott was truly delectable. Do you agree?
The Godfather. It was crap.
And that was great.
It was no Cranford.
It was great. It was no Cranford.
Do you like Jurassic Park? Didn't like it. Why? Didn't agree.
All right, let's stop. Amistad's on. Hopkins is everywhere. All right, they're going through his recent output. Let's take a look. We're about to see Spielberg's best movie. Get ready. Get ready. Not that one. Schindler's List.
That's pretty fun.
Oh, it's definitely good. Definitely good. It's a very good movie.
Cheery.
It is cheery.
Wanted,
do you think it was going for an award?
He was like, "This is my moment right there."
The little girl in red's not going to make it. It's a very good movie. Probably could have done without the song and dance routine.
See, what did you show the list?
I loved it.
Saving Private Ryan. What do you think, guys?
Lesser film than Schindler's List.
Not enough Nazis in it.
I like the first 20 minutes.
I actually like the battle at the end a lot now.
What they should have done, Dave thinks, is the last 20 minutes should have been the first 20 minutes.
How about AI? AI, here we go. A very interesting Minority Report. Hey, wait, the next movie.
Love it.
It's good, but his best movie is coming up next. No, it isn't. It's the one after this. I forgot how many fucking movies Spielberg makes. Great movie. Catch Me If You Can is a lot of fun. That's not it either. Fuck off. Munich. Munich is his best movie in a fucking since Jaws. There it is. That is a classic.
It's okay till the end. He always fucks the ending up.
What? Because it turns out that they're Jewish? You fucking racist?
No, at the end when he has like his sexual like wrap up, it's the dumbest fucking ending.
You like how they lumped all the Raiders movies together so we don't think about the most recent one?
I hope they show this.
The most recent two that sucked. The athletes die.
If Banna has an orgasm, then they roll credits. It's the fucking dumbest. I mean, I like to see it.
That's how most movies should end. Spielberg.
Spielberg directing Joan Cranford.
Peter, fuck yourself. Duel. Duel.
Yeah.
Must be. It's not even his best Dennis Weaver movie. No, Jaws is his best film. That's why I said Munich is my favorite since Jaws.
I like Close Encounters a lot.
It's good.
Raiders, how can you say that? Raiders is infinitely better than Munich. No, since Jaws. Since Jaws, Raiders is his best film.
Yeah, Raiders is great, too.
Raiders is a masterpiece. But those three, I don't know. There was something, the thing is, I'm talking about the mature Spielberg. Like, he became a serious filmmaker, and he balanced the really serious movies with the popcorn movies. And I think Munich is like one of those completely underappreciated like classics. I'm gonna kill everybody in the room. I mean, E.T. is good. E.T. is very good, but it's a movie that most people are sad that they were affected by. He just kissed Kate Snapshaw. Did you see that? You see who was sitting at Spielberg's table? Narachi.
He's a really small guy.
His first wife.
Can I get a witness?
Amy Irving has never been attractive. Okay, why do they cut to Deborah Messing during Spielberg's thing? Deborah Messing is like she's worse than the Holocaust he's made movies about.
Scorsese is a better filmmaker than Spielberg, I'll say.
Newsflash. It's like saying the sun is a better bun warmer than an ice cube.
Now you're fucking talking like McCready again.
Do I got to tell you to back off again?
Yes.
Spielberg's great, though. See, that's not true. You know, but do you remember the movie that they shared? Do you remember? Do you remember? One of them. No, you got to say that joke now.
What?
I don't think I recorded it.
No, just share. No, I'm not gonna say it.
Because you're above that, Justin. You're definitely above that. Do you remember the movie that Spielberg had to drop out at the last second, so he called his friend Martin Scorsese to direct?
Color of Money.
Mr. Scorsese directed that. Do you remember the movie that Spielberg was going to direct, but then he backed out, and then Mr. Scorsese directed it?
Good fact draft.
Shit! Does anybody know? You know.
No idea.
Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Cape Fear, that's a Spielberg-Scorsese joint.
It's a good film, actually.
Now he's advertising for Kyle Gass's band. Steve, talk for a while about Steven Spielberg.
This should be short.
Come on, Sugarland Express. What about what's your favorite Spielberg movie?
My favorite Spielberg. Really?
Yeah.
You really want to know what my favorite Spielberg film is? Serious or jokingly?
Thanks for breaking the podcast rules.
Seriously, my favorite Spielberg film is always, jokingly, it's Temple of Doom.
God damn it. Do you really like Temple of Doom more than Raiders?
No, I do not.
Actually, Always is a pretty good little movie.
Always brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, I was about to say too. Me gets sad when Richard Dreyfuss is. Brad Johnson and Holly Hunter. Joe Don Baker. No. Who else is in that movie? Under the Giants in that. He played the plane.
Kip Pardue.
Kip Pardue was not even born at the time, but yes, he was in the film.
Robert Redford.
Who else was in Always?
Was it Robert Redwood?
What's the song? The Smoke It's in Your Eyes? There's like a song that's like, I think it's Smoke It's in Your Eyes.
Isn't Christopher Lee in that film? Always? I thought he was in that.
What? Shia LaBeouf. God damn it. He would be if it was today.
What's Spielberg working on now, by the way?
He's giving a speech. Cutting, breaking news, I know what he's working on. This speech.
But he'll re-edit it and put.
What's he doing now?
You take all the guns out.
What's he working on?
Steven Spielberg is doing. Fuck. Doing. Is he doing that? He's not doing that Abraham Lincoln movie, is he? He's probably bored.
I don't know what he's saying, but it is boring. He put on his extra thick glasses, he can't tell his eyes.
Scorsese looks like Bilbo Baggins in that shot. Do you think that Ron Howard could probably stand for some HRS?